With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's yet another growing wildfire in California.
Hundreds of remote homes are threatened by a massive wildfire working its way through the Los Padres National Forest in central California. The Gifford Fire spans more than 100 square miles of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Authorities say just 3% of it has been contained. The blaze grew out of several smaller fires that erupted on Friday along State Route 166 between Santa Maria and Bakersfield. More than 1,000 firefighters are working in hot and dry conditions, trying to make progress against the flames before so-called sundowner winds whip up around dusk. I'm Hayao Pinjwani.
Texas Democrats prevented their state's House of Representatives from moving forward, at least for now, with a redrawn congressional map sought by President Trump. Texas House Democrat Mihaela Plessa says the redistricting struggle in her state could happen anywhere.
Any other Republican legislature with Democratic congresspeople, they're on the chopping block too. Is that fair? Is that just? The fight isn't just about lines on a map. It's about lives on the line.
While Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News Channel's America Newsroom, there is nothing illegal about shaping districts to a majority party's advantage.
Gerrymandering can be done, or drawing lines can be done, on the basis of political makeup, as in Republican versus Democrat, and there's nothing illegal about that. And then when you look at the outcome of the most recent presidential election, all these districts that are being added are districts that were won by Trump.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 585 points. The Nasdaq rose 403. The S&P 500 advanced 91. This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in India.
Religious freedom advocates around the world are expressing outrage over comments by a local lawmaker. Gopachand Patilkar delivered a speech in which he suggested that a bounty should be placed on the heads of any Christian who tries to spread the gospel in India. He also told the crowd he would be happy to see Christians killed. His remarks come even as violence against believers in India surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Brent Leatherwood has resigned as head of the Southern Baptist Convention's policy arm after nearly 4 years on the job. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has been a strong advocate against abortion and the LGBT agenda while promoting religious liberty and a pro-Israel stance. Church representatives in June voted to retain the commission, rejecting efforts by some in the SBC to abolish it. Leatherwood emphasized balancing conviction and kindness in advocacy work. This is SRN News. Stocks sharply rebounded on Wall Street.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street, winning back most of their sharp loss from last week. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5% Monday. That was its biggest gain since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 585 points. That's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2%. Gains for Tyson Foods and other companies helped offset a drop for Berkshire Hathaway. The upcoming week may have fewer fireworks for markets than last week, when a report showing a surprising amount of weakness in hiring over the past few months sent stocks sharply lower. Seth Seitel, New York.
The owners of the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge are suing the company that built the vessel. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Pennsylvania last week alleges negligence in the design of a critical switchboard on the ship. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.